to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I'm Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to Sacramento's number one podcast about gaming.
Thank you.
The Video Game Bang. Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. Also, that's right, the big one, people, that's right. If you're feeling down and you want to get up, GG Gamer Subs.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me about this, actually, because I really don't know anything about
it. You don't know
this.
Anything about GG Gamer Subs?
No, I just keep seeing Webb's Instagram where it's all purple juice, and I'm like, what?
It is definitely,
tell me about this purple juice.
It is all definitely purple juice. All purple
Hit me
juice.
Up with the purple juice. Gamer Subs is a healthy alternative to the canned energy drinks.
Okay.
There's no sugar. There's no calories.
What?
There is nootropics, which helps you focus.
Nootropics. Like, it helps my ojos. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's awesome.
What are the flavors they come in?
So you got OP Orange.
O-Pizzle
Orange.
Which
is what I'm drinking right now. It's delicious.
It is delicious.
It's just looking like purple
it's
juice?
Kind of. No, because the cup is purple.
I know. I just want to call it purple juice. Wow.
It's kind of like...
Just
it kind of tastes like Tang. It's a little bit like Tang.
It's Tang.
If you remember Tang.
If you remember
having girls say wow and then you're talking
wow.
about Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's then they got Dragon Fruit Punch.
Ooh.
Which is delicious.
That actually sounds
acai
good.
Acai blueberry.
It's a Kai. It's a Kai Pfeiffer.
Acai.
A Kai Pfeiffer. Yeah. No Kai, Kai Pfeiffer. and then let's see, lemon, limeade. I think that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Three.
I thought they were coming out with another one.
They're, I think they are, but I don't know which one.
All right, so
this is
going
to be so distracting the entire episode.
How do I go about getting me some Gamer Subs?
Oh, Gamer Subs?
That is a good question right there.
Gamer Subs.
Actually, it would help
GG.
Because right now I'm drinking something else that's not Gamer Subs, and it's okay, but I could be using some of that right now. Instead of this and cake, I'm eating cake.
Oh, you know what the this is the other zero thing. I knew there was another zero thing.
Go ahead.
Zero crash.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You don't crash.
No.
You don't crash.
No, you guys.
You burn,
no.
though.
It's what? Awesome. It's a slow burn, so it's okay.
Okay.
No. No crash, no calories, no
slow
sugar.
Burn.
It's delicious.
But dude, sign me up. Where I go?
Gamersubs.gg.
Okay.
You can place an order.
Okay.
You don't need a shaker.
But you will want one.
The scoop is small enough to use one of these.
Nah, dude, I gotta
just scoop it in.
My Wonder Woman shaker needs some love.
There you go.
So then, yeah.
Shake, baby, shake.
If you go to the website and you type in code VGB,
mm-hmm.
you get 10%.
You get 10% off.
Oh my!
Hold
God.
On, what's that code one more time?
VGB.
VGB
on.
Go do it, people.
Gamersubs.gg.
Gamersubs.gg.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. VGB saves you 10%.
He's the man with the dark rim glasses across from me, looking like he is off of a 7-day bender. the real David Webb is here, everybody. So what's going on with the thick glasses,
it's
sir?
It's 6 days.
Oh, 6-day bender, excuse me.
Yeah, it's so not, far. don't exaggerate. So I'm sitting here, I'm the only one not without wearing glasses.
Craziness.
Are those, so I had to insanity. Run out and grab my sunglasses from the car.
Are those hearts on the side of your glasses?
Did your wife give you those glasses?
No.
Is that whatever?
It's like a...
they are his wife's glasses.
Oh, they're your... Okay.
I had these are my aviators. I almost grabbed my aviators, but I grabbed these instead.
Oh, you have aviators.
I got
now.
Aviators.
Okay.
I got the cool looking ones.
Wow.
I got like the safari looking ones with like the leather strap. I know. They're amazing. Anyway.
He's also on the show, the internationally known Stephen Gutierrez.
Hello,
hey.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to top the wows.
Yeah. I mean,
and then the eating of cake.
I'm sorry.
The Gamer Subs? I got nothing.
Yeah. It's kind of like...
I got
like
Kroger water. That's what I got. I got
Kroger water. Water. Okay.
For the man on a budget. $10 gets you like 3 24-packs, I'm just saying.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated, people.
So house is full.
Hashtag stay hydrated. Stay woke.
She's back, everybody. She hasn't been here in quite a while, and she's eating cake. Currently.
I'm sorry.
Amelia Pond is here, everybody. Say hello to Amelia Pond.
I got him. Wow. Wow. I appreciated that more than the applause.
Today's episode is all about wows. Of course, let me introduce. I'm forgetting all about the people that are here week in, week out, and they do not leave. The most loyal group of people in the world. The chat room. Say hello, chat. Look at that. Good old ninja
Look
already.
At that.
What is
hosting?
What is happening, chat room?
Hi, chat.
People are already popping off in there. J Roms, Drew in the TARDIS. Good old ninja is already, you know, doing the things.
Drew in the TARDIS, I miss you.
Today was Sack Anime, everybody.
I know. Woo! If you can't tell, this is not my real hair.
Really?
I thought it was my real hair.
I thought you cut your hair.
No, my hair is black, like raven black underneath this.
Oh, you know, there's hair dye.
I know.
Yeah.
So we thought that you cut and dyed your hair.
No.
And 50% of the people here went to Sack Anime, correct?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know if she went or not.
They're showing their. Well, no, she just cosplays and walks around the world.
And then I got this bad boy too.
What did you get?
The Shock. Were they there?
In effect? They were there. The SF Shock Ambassador team was there.
Did you? It sounded like you said it.
The bastard team.
Yeah, actually, well, it's funny that you say that because we saw two people. One guy was wearing a Dallas Fuel jersey and a Houston Outlaws jersey. Ooh. So yeah, the Bastard teams were there too. But SF Shock was there. Our very own Jay Gist, Capital Fight District, and Aaron Roselle are two of San Francisco Shock's ambassadors.
It's Roselle?
Yeah.
I thought it was Rosé, like
Rosé all day.
It could be.
You know, the fancy.
Like
the
wine. It could be. It
fancy
depends
drink.
On. It's so fancy.
So how did you guys like Sack Anime this year?
Would you like to start?
So, I think... Okay, so Sack Anime was good.
Okay.
It seemed slightly more organized than in the past.
That's a good thing.
It seems like it's just growing, though.
It's going to outgrow.
It's going to outgrow the convention center.
So then where do you go next?
Insane.
Where do you go next?
We don't have anything.
San Diego. It's Sack Anime.
Then it's not Sack Anime
Sacramento Anime in San Diego.
It to the streets, Aaron.
Wait, would it become more of a fanime style? Because fanime has an overflow too problem.
Ooh.
I don't know.
What's the biggest convention here then? Is it Sacramento Convention Center? Is that the biggest, arena or whatever?
Well also
Golden
there
One
is,
now?
Actually, we could do Golden One.
Oh, snap. If they got Golden One status.
But does everybody know that there is, they plan on expanding the convention center? Yeah.
Making it bigger.
Way bigger.
Really?
Hmm. Way bigger.
And that's when the VGB con goes there.
So you remember when we first started going to Sack Anime? Mm-hmm. Everything was in that room.
Yes.
The one hall. Everything, guests were in there, Artist Alley was in there, vendors were in there. Everything was in there. And then you had a couple panel rooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then during the winter, Sack Anime is usually the Home and Garden Expo next door.
Bunch of punks.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes it's the Greek food festival, and sometimes
the
summer,
Greek is amazing.
During the summer, right. the Greek food festival.
I love the Greek.
That's on point.
Yes.
The summer Sack Anime can never grow.
Here's some lamb.
I usually
$20.
I usually buy Sack Anime tickets just to go to the Greek festival.
We kind of all do.
That's
so
really bad.
And it's so their food is amazing. The people are amazing.
Or if VGB would like to slightly sponsor Sack Anime, I know y'all could get tickets for free.
Sponsor them.
You come in and say, hey, we want to plug you on the show and
we'll see. Because we might have competing cons eventually.
I know.
But I'm just saying. I mean, when VGB con drops and everybody is going there.
Everybody in the club's getting tipsy?
It's going to be redonkulous. So
many donkeys.
So wow. This year, though, it took over the entire convention center.
Top to bottom.
Artist Alley.
Okay.
Vendors was in the main area. They had guests in another hall. They had autographs in another hall.
In two halls.
They had a photo room. They had every room was being used as booth.
Well, do you think that it was bigger this year because of the guests that they had?
I think so because I think they had to plan that it's going to be bigger than what they expected because they had to, of course, reserve all this space ahead of time.
Yeah.
So they must have assumed it was going to be bigger, but their assumptions paid off because it was crazy. The line to get into some of these panels was wrapped around the convention.
Yeah, Drew and Tarta said his boys with the Overwatch team.
Yeah, it
so,
was
I mean,
insane.
He got to see. Got to see the voice actors. That's who was there, right? That was the big names that were there,
it
right?
It was the entire cast of Ruby, which is
a... What? No way!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean Jessica Nehru was there? Because she plays...
Wait. No.
She's Cinder.
The main four from Ruby.
The main four.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Okay.
And then
we had eight for Overwatch.
That's still not bad.
Eight for Overwatch.
That's crazy.
That was the remaining eight for Overwatch, because they had three or four for Summer, and it was like the remaining set.
Oh, so they just got everybody right now.
Everybody's coming through.
And then they had...
Gray Griffin. Franken Gray Griffin.
Okay. They had Gray Griffin. Ashley.
She's part of your life.
No, not Ashley. Critical Role.
Yes.
Excuse me? Who is Critical Role?
Travis and Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I've met them. They're so nice.
They did a Critical Role panel?
They did a Critical Role panel, which I didn't find out until after the fact, which I'm extremely disappointed.
That sucks, too. And I was going to ask you.
I've met both of them. They're super duper nice, dude.
I was going to ask you tomorrow, too, if you wanted to head to Oblivion and work on... the grounds for one of our other podcasts.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Damn it, I'm not going to be here, you bastards.
Wait, is that the one that, I know about that you had that talk and I was just like, excuse me?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of moving parts.
There's a lot of moving parts around. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Follow us. Big plans 2018, fam.
2018 is going to be... 2018
is going to be lit.
Answering some of the questions in chat room. Doing in the TARDIS says what jersey am I wearing. Borussia Dortmund, sir. Borussia Dortmund. I'm wearing Christian Pulisic.
Speaking of jerseys.
I feel like you're just like saying dirty stuff. What?
He is. We would never know. I saw so many San Francisco Shock jerseys walking around Stack Anime.
You know what? I saw Miss Erin Rose, Rosie Rose, rocking her.
So she had one.
Jock.
So she had one.
Shock.
She had one. Jock. Jay had one. And then Drew Miller, who is like the VP of marketing or something for San Francisco Shock. He was there. He also had one. But people who aren't even affiliated with them, there's a whole group of them.
Of just Shockers?
Of San Francisco Shockers.
Okay.
That were fans of it. And, well, terrible. Walking around the convention. It was awesome.
That's a good sign.
At least five or six people wearing San Francisco Shock jerseys that were not affiliated with San Francisco Shock.
That's a good sign. That there's at least support and love for the closest local, you know, esports Overwatch team, you know.
Talk to the Dallas and the Houston fans, and they had no hate for San Francisco. They said they just couldn't do the orange. So they went after...
Okay.
I'm trying to get the cream out of the bottom of that thing. It didn't work
for those of you who are listening.
This is definitely not a porn.
Amy just... freaked out and hit her mic. It's not like she's been podcasting before.
No, it's never. It's not almost two and a half years.
This is the first time.
It's not 2.5 years. I am not an adult. Anyway, just let me eat cake in the corner.
It was dope. Amy, what did you think about Stack Anime?
I put a cake in my mouth?
Yeah, I used to be a server.
Oh my gosh.
Then you know I'm not tipping you.
Good lord.
So, totally agree. It was better organized this year. I even showed up late. I usually have the problem that I run into that registration and pre-registration are a pain in the butt because it overflows and there's no place to do it. Everything actually seemed to work out really fast. I was in and out in 5 minutes.
That's good.
The line triple wrapped at that point, too, for registration. Oh, yeah. There was a lot of very entertaining cosplay.
Does it mean there was a lot of skin showing? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it was everybody completely wrapped up. It was so insane. And it was so hot on the floor, like in the exhibitors hall.
It was super hot in there. Yeah. I'm like sweating.
Well, I had walked, mind you, I had walked from the regular parking structure, so two blocks, basically. Went to the Sheridan, got my stuff. And usually, you know, you're a little sweaty. And it was 40 something, 50 degrees.
It was super cold outside. Yeah.
And then I get in there and suddenly... immediate sweat. I was like, what the hell? I'm like, okay, fake hair. Please don't fall off my face. Please don't melt my makeup. I love you. Oh, God.
Lord.
Yeah, it was bad.
Go ahead.
No, go
for it. I was going to say, what was funny, too, is you know when you walk in the door to go to the main hall, and there's, like, people there checking badges and stuff like that, and then you got people checking badges when you're going up the escalator? I swear. And if one of you that's listening right now, is one of those people, I mean this in no offense,
uh-oh,
but they were like 10-year-olds. They were so small. And I'm like, how are you going to stop somebody? I could have just walked past. What are they going to do? Just walk past them. And not, they have the kids.
They're free labor.
They also had the student police.
Oh my God.
So I went to, I usually try to avoid panels, or if I go to one or two, I usually take a lot of pictures with the cosplayers. I hang out on the upper deck. You know, I'm all about getting just, I network. I love right. people. I'm all about that. I'm always carrying candy. And so today I didn't do that. Like, I visited a lot of artists, and then I was like, do you know what? My boys aren't here. They love wrestling. So if you were paying attention to the Capeless Crusaders Instagram story, I was live streaming like the lead up to the like the big match.
Saw it, yeah.
And Aaron gets on there and is like, Amy, please tell me this isn't you. And I was like, it's me. Surprise.
Because the only reason why I asked that is because I was like, if you're not, or if you're there, then you had a chance of saying you couldn't be here.
No,
so
I don't know. You know.
So I was making sure.
Anywho, they had the student police right outside of that puppy, so it was cosplay wrestling, which I am not. I'm there for the hype because I think it's hysterical. Like, you have Darth Vader that comes out and wants to fight a guy who's pretending to be Columbo but not really Columbo, and then a guy who is a very cheerful Filipino man that's very, very large and just has called himself the People's Champion, and that's his handle.
So are these people, because Erin came through and she told us about this, and it sounds interesting. They touring at different conventions?
Mm-hmm. Usually.
So they don't just stick to one convention. They kind of go around and everything.
Well, and the other thing is you can kind of sign up. And so Trent.
Oh, Trent went out there and did some things,
he
huh?
He did it a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. Nice. And he was Batman.
Nice.
And so he did really well, but he didn't become the blackout champion or whatever it is.
Aww.
But so there was, I was sad to say that I did not get to see Skeletor wrestle because it was Skeletor Trunks, Soldier 76, who was being a heel, basically being a giant jerk.
Okay.
And a guy who was supposed to be a vampire hunter butler guy.
So wait though. Because his whole thing already is just falling apart. If he's a vampire hunter, nobody out there is vampires. Yeah. What are you doing here, bro?
No, but everybody kept yelling at Trunks asking for Bulma's number, which was fantastic.
Aww.
Yeah, Bulma. It's all about Bulma. Anyway, so that was seeing the control, especially for that, because the lines for that were literally wrapped around three times on the upper deck.
Yeah.
That was really well controlled. Same thing with the Overwatch After Hours panel that was happening on the opposite side of the place. So basically everyone was like, if you could have sex with any one of the Jeez. Overwatch characters, who would it be? Like, that
they all said what was the number one person?
Reinhardt.
Was it Reinhardt? God.
Yeah. Aaron's like, I got
you. He puts the hammer down.
What are you gonna
Terrible.
Do?
Terrible.
What are you gonna do?
Wow.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, where's your soundboard?
Second one is Zenyatta. A lot of balls.
There's a really good Zenyatta
there
cosplayer.
There was. Did you see him?
The one carrying around his stool?
Yeah, his stool. Yeah. He would draw.
I got a picture of
you
him.
You have it? Put it up on your guys' IG.
He was carrying around stool?
Yeah.
No. Not that poop.
Okay, all right.
He was carrying around a folding stool.
To like, sit on?
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
He would pose.
So he would sit. So you say, hey, can I take your picture? So he's like, yeah. So he drops it. He drops the stool. Sits down, crosses his legs.
He drops the deuce.
drops the deuce.
Crosses his legs, and then he has like the front cloth thing that drapes down and covers the stool.
Oh, so it looks like he's...
So it looks like he's just hovering.
It's so good.
Okay.
And the whole thing was just really good.
And the whole crowd goes crazy.
Yes. And there was... Okay. Yeah, so between that cosplay, there was... Everyone tried to do a lot of winter, not Christmas, but winter. So everyone was more cosplayers are up armored, but it also was bless their heart. There was a very large group of Magic Mike superheroes.
Oh, okay.
And they were posing with the
bunnies.
The
bunnies.
Bunnies.
Did you guys get pictures of those?
Is the bunnies were cute, but
the Magic Mikes weren't hot guys for
bless.
You.
Bless.
Aww.
Oh, sweetie.
That's messed up.
I love them. They're great people.
We know them.
We know multiple of them. And I love them all.
Will they eventually hear this?
Yeah. 100%.
Actually, yeah, they
might be in chat right now.
Not yet.
Sorry, doing in the TARDIS.
Wait, are we streaming on Facebook right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, yeah, they might be hearing it right now. Yeah.
But I love the enthusiasm, the creativity to try to recreate.
I love the enthusiasm.
The magic wasn't there. Oh,
that's the equivalent of saying just the mics. You're such a good friend.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it is. No, that's almost the equivalent
of... I love the enthusiasm.
I love
He's
the
like
enthusiasm.
A brother to me.
Okay, first.
He has a really good personality.
The cover that they tried to mimic was Justice League Magic Mike. But we crossed over to all both sides of that. So we had one guy who was Gambit, which I love. Like, he's always Gambit. And he had the board, the washboard abs, the plate. And then he had basically a sleeveless, like, vest.
Okay.
And a bow tie. And, like, tight slacks. And I was like, okay. And then there was somebody in a tank top. That was and a bow tie and cuffs and
a little
I was
too
like,
cold for that, guys.
What?
A little too cold
for no, guys. No, my favorite, and I'll bring it out. Jay, I saw you in the hallway.
Oh wow, just call the names now. Okay, whoa.
I didn't say his handle.
Whoa, we'll just call the names out.
No, he was. I'm just gonna tell you why. He was not in a tank top. He was shirtless Iron Fist with a bow tie. He's been working out though. I'll give him that.
Okay,
I'll give him that.
So I was eating lunch.
He said, and I almost I vomited. I threw up. So, hey, thanks for the follow.
Hey, puke everywhere. Wait for it.
That's
wait for it.
316.
Oh, 316643.
Yeah.
You upper left hand guy. I love your glasses. That's you, Aaron.
Hey. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm eating my lunch. And, and Jamie, my wife, is with me. And I'm facing one direction. And she's facing the alley where this is taking place. And she's like, there are a bunch of shirtless guys and Playboy bunnies
them.
Over there taking
they
pictures.
They oiled them.
Wait, God. They oiled themselves?
Oh, my God.
Somebody brought oil.
You know what I imagine?
So
the episode of Community
finished.
Where they want to go into the duct, the air duct, to get Annie's boobs.
Oh, yeah.
And Shane's like, oiling himself.
All right, guys, I got this.
That's what I'm picturing these guys are just
it
doing.
It was terrible.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say what America is probably thinking. Yuck.
It was different. It was a different take. But hey, you know what? They were enthusiastic.
And they were happy.
See, I love
they were
their
into
gusto.
It. They were happy.
It's
and
their
you know
gumption.
What?
And
they
you know
had
what?
Fun with
that's,
it.
That's what's important, guys.
Important.
Congratulations.
Cosplay is
you
for
know
everyone.
What?
Go for it.
You get,
like, yeah.
You get one of those. I'm glad you guys did that.
We forgot to do something before we started the show.
He totally clapped
wow.
for people.
What did we do? What did we forget?
Alexa, turn the studio lights purple.
Keep the lights on, everybody. That's what we're doing. Now we're into the next segment of our show, which is called Banging Around the Web.
Banging Around the Web!
Threw you off with the lights and that, didn't we?
Well, I love her. I have like two of her at home, and I get to drop in on things. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah, so
do you have two of her at home?
Yes, I do.
Well, here's the thing.
One's by my bedside table. Wow.
The first story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Google has sold a home speaker every second since the mini launch.
Holy.
Yeah.
Fuddrucker.
I saw that today. It what? Sold like millions.
It's difficult to gauge how well smart speakers are selling outside the unofficial estimate, but Google just provided a clear picture. The search firm revealed that it's sold more than one home speaker per second since the Home Mini started shipping in October.
Holy snot.
If you perform some backup napkin math, the guess Google sold at least 6.4 million speakers between the Mini's debut and the end of 2017. That is a lot of freaking speakers. That's and you know why I brought this one up, too?
Why? Because you got two of them sitting in your home?
I got three of them.
You have three now?
I have a Mini and I have two originals.
I have two
Alexas, though. A Mini.
So the Mini is open. It's in the kitchen. And okay. I've used it all of one time. To play music.
See, okay. I use Alexa like all day. Oh, sorry, boo.
Cancel, Alexa. Thank you.
You just tell her to stop.
Cancel.
No, you keep saying her name. She's going to wake up.
All right, Alant, stop it. All right. So, no. The thing is...
I'm so tempted to do all the commands.
The thing is, whenever I get my own spot, I can see myself using it a lot more. Just in the kitchen. Because I like to cook. That's one thing. But I like to cook to music. So that's how I'll probably be using it a lot. But I brought this up only because Corey was like, oh, you picked the wrong battle. He was like, you picked the wrong side in this battle. And I was like, I understand what she has on Amazon.
Oh, she has a lot.
She has a lot right now. What I said the last episode, I was like, if Google wants to flex.
Oh, it can, all day.
They'll just start flexing. And they'll You know, yeah. They'll start updating stuff. They'll start throwing new things. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they're starting to bring out for this thing that, you know, is compatible for it. Well,
it's also, you can think about it this way. Alexa is almost, stop.
She's like,
that's the,
just call us.
Wait, why don't we just... Alexa, knock, knock.
She can't. Oh my God, Alexa. Special cases in the building. He thought he could sneak under the whole thing. We can't hear Alexa when her knock knock.
Okay, she makes knock.
Well,
she, well,
she does.
So basically, she's almost like, think of her as a prototype.
Yeah.
So everything that they've built for her, which is like an IFFTT. Sorry, you can also change her code name to computer. If you want to yell computer and make it work.
Oh my God, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. So what, I would love if you could just change it to anything you want.
They haven't done that yet. They're working on it. It's supposed to be the next update.
Because I know there's another thing for... it's in your there's app. Like little... Yeah, there's apps.
Mine's going to be Jarvis.
There's apps.
As soon as I can do it.
As soon as we can do that. And oh,
mine's for Google. It's going to be Alfred.
Oh.
Yeah, it's always Alfred.
I would have said Jeffrey from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So I have both. I have Google
Cannons
Home.
Cannons to the left of them. Cannons to the right of them.
And I have an Echo Dot.
Okay.
And so I am curious to see, because I can actually see the direct, like, which one's going to be better, like, which one gets more features first. But I think I'll do Google Home is going to be Alfred, and then Echo is going to be
Jarvis.
So special cases in the chat was like, that Google Mini doesn't have an aux input and no buttons.
Damn.
They're hidden touch buttons. Now, I understand, that was one of my things that I really wanted the Amazon one for, is because it had the aux cord input.
Yeah. Pardon me.
But again, I mean, it's Google, people.
I think
if they wanted it,
I have to look, but I think my Google Home, like the full version, I think it does have an aux cord. Or an aux port.
Oh, the full one?
The full one does.
I could probably open up mine and figure it out, too.
I think. I can't remember.
It's like dust all over the box.
But the dot, the Echo Dot, definitely does.
Yeah.
Which I think is
cool.
It's
great for my speakers. I plug in my Kenwoods to the back of that thing, and then I blast music.
The one here is plugged into those speakers right there. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's there's pros and cons on both sides.
I gotta say, though, the future, like, this is dope. Me and Steven came into the studio. We got here before you did. Mm-hmm. And it was all dark. So I walk in, and I say...
You say the command.
The command. Turn on studio lights, and the lights came on, and I was like, okay.
Wait till you can and ask her to set the temperature in the other room, or when you're not there, you can do it over your phone.
So they can.
She can also call anybody else that's in your connection that has one. So you could call me in the middle of the night and scare me the crap.
So right after we finished the show, Aaron had left. Corey and I were doing after show stuff. Corey's wife from her app. Or no, from the kitchen one, because they have one in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. She told this one, the studio one, to play Taylor Swift. So Corey and I are sitting here talking, and all of a sudden Taylor Swift comes on. And we just stop and look at each other, and we're like, ah.
You know you can eavesdrop onto anybody in the kitchen right now,
this is
right?
My jam.
Yeah, but nobody's in there. But that was the other thing, is I went in there to get some water, and I was like, command, turn on kitchen lights. And the lights came on, and I left, and I said, command, turn off kitchen lights. I was like, this is amazing.
So
this is a great time to be alive.
You can
also
have her find your phone if ever you've lost it. You can there's a whole if this then that app where program like regular people have come up with commands specifically for her to interact with lights, like a whole bunch of stuff. It's basically
it's a great time to be alive.
It's playing almost like time. Microsoft style.
So the other thing that I was going to tie into all this one was another story where it's talking about the Amazon is bringing headphones and smartwatches now. To be able to integrate with her over here. I'm not going to say her name, of course. You know.
Well, she can. I mean, besides, you can automatically connect her to Bluetooth.
They're trying to, you know, it's all going to always try to be one network thing to where you don't, you know, where it's
so
like, oh, here, buy this.
Comes.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what the NSA wants, people.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you could ask her that.
So Amazon is integrating that woman over there with services that help around the house, from turning on the microwave.
Not Amy.
From turning on the microwave to charging your plugged-in EV. Its next trick, the tech giant wants to push its voice assistant into devices that you take on the go. Today, Amazon introduced That Girl Mobile Accessory Kit.
Ooh.
Software that lets developers hook up Bluetooth-equipped wearables like headphones and voice-controlled services. The kit enables OEM devices to connect over Bluetooth to her voice services through her app in the iOS at Android
devices. So in other words, I can update her and I can go home and do this with like from my car Bluetooth.
Or you can do it from your smartwatch on your headphones, your smart headphones or whatever.
I bought two dots at two separate times, but they were all Black Friday.
Well, the kit isn't ready yet. It says it's coming later this year, but developers can sign up at the link right there. It's notified and be notified when available. According to Amazon, Bose, mm-hmm. Jabra, iHome, and Bayer Dynamic have committed to connecting their devices to her with the kit later this year.
That's actually really awesome because iHome is on the cheaper end of the spectrum if you're looking for a smart thing. So that's kind of neat.
What's going to be interesting is in 5 years when we are living a Black Mirror episode.
I don't know.
You're living a Black Mirror episode every time that you turn off your computer and leave the screen up.
Exactly.
That's true.
Because Black Mirror is just supposed to be your screens. You know that. Did nobody know that that's what Black Mirror means?
No.
Okay,
you can't see my eyes, but they're super wide right now.
Did you not know that? Horrible. It's literally, so when you turn off your phone, it is a black mirror.
Right, that's
the entire premise of the show was named after. Oh, the more you know.
I didn't know that, too. I thought it was just a cool name they tried to throw on there.
Yeah.
Black Mirror.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, it's no secret, of course, really that both of the devices got a reasonable boost in sales when they dropped down to like $50, because that is more of your, what do you call those purchases? Impulse buys.
Right.
Because literally that's how I bought the small one.
How much was your small
friend? $29.99.
So was she.
Yeah. So it's right by the checkout at my job. So I was like, whoa, $30?
And you
buy one of those?
I could use this in my home.
It came in gray and black. What's and I was funny, like, bet.
The funny part trap. For you, Aaron, is the fact that you saw that and you're like, I can use one of those. Not, I have two full-size versions at home that are still wrapped up, but I can use the mini one.
Very true. See, my thought process is I was going to get that for the rest of the family, so then when I leave, they have their own. But you know what happened? I plugged it in. I set it up for them. I showed them how to use it. They were using it for like 30 minutes. I left the house. I did some things in the world. I came back. It was unplugged, and they said, we don't use this.
That's really dumb.
I used my Google Home today to play YouTube on my Chromecast. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
Punch the Bird said he watched his brother yell at Google to stop playing music.
So, pretty much.
Well, and they cranked it up to 11.
She only goes up to 10. You could tell her to go up to 10, and then it's in the speakers. It'll play this separate way. Anyway, I've been playing with her for quite a while. Hey. Wow.
We all should be.
Yeah. Side note, I think Punch was asking, have you ever seen the movie Her?
I have heard of Her.
Have you not seen it? It's so good.
I have not seen it, though.
Guys.
J-Rom says this is how Skynet gets started.
100% correct.
No, it's not. Skynet doesn't start this way. We have to wait till Arnold Schwarzenegger
becomes... It's too late. It's already here.
We're past the start date. Well...
It's happened. Skynet's going to happen when the singularity happens.
How close
screwed.
Are we to the same? Well, if you guys watch
we're getting
Her,
pretty damn close.
You guys need to watch Her.
It deals with all that stuff too?
It deals with a bit. Would you agree, Punch Bird? Punch the Bird.
He was like,
deals with the singularity?
Yeah, maybe.
My answer is yes, you do. See, look.
Well, his answer is.
Oh, yes, to his daughter.
Yeah, that's to his. His
I hate
his
the lag in chat, man. It sucks, I mean, interact with them so hard.
I wonder when we're going to be able to get that technology to where we're just like.
Instant,
yeah.
That's well, at I'm least saying. Even if it's like less than a 5 second delay, like if it was a 2 or whatever, I'd be super solid with that.
All right, those gig speeds, the fiber.
Let's get into some more serious controversial news.
Controversy.
Wow. Stuff that'll have you.
Wow.
All night long.
I don't know if this is the worst. It's the worst.
I don't know if that's the right.
Well, this one might not be.
Hang on. We're going to controversy right now.
Controversy.
Okay, what's the lights for controversy?
Alexa, turn studio lights red.
Ooh, actually that might be fitting.
Blood.
Yeah.
Welcome to Harold.
Red alert. Ron, red alert now.
So, are you guys
commies now? What's going on?
Who's familiar with the YouTube channel Smosh Games?
Oh, I'm...
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, raise your hands on that one.
Oh, do we have
to? Oh, I have to?
No, you don't physically have to.
I don't want Webb to be alone. Excited.
He's a little overzealous about this
is
story.
What happens, you know, when we're together. He gets into trouble and I have to kind of...
A little bit. And I'm pretty sure somebody in our chat room knows the YouTube as well. They kind of, you know, plagiarize some of our things. Smosh Games, Game Bang. But, you know, it's for other times.
It's neither here or there.
Neither here or there. Wow. Because one of their YouTubers actually left the station.
Okay.
After sexual assault allegations.
Excuse me. Did we talk
about this? No, we didn't talk about this gentleman.
Gentlemen?
Yeah, we didn't. I believe the first time, I think Corey definitely met this guy.
Uh-oh.
Because I remember Corey seeing a picture, seeing a picture with him and Corey.
So that was the first time.
That was the first time, Corey. Now, so Corey, if you want to come forward with your allegations. When I read this, because I've seen this guy, and I've actually, you know, enjoyed the videos that he's been in and stuff like that with Smosh Gaming and stuff like that, and I was actually, you know, a fan or whatever like that.
Smosh also has a
comic. We played Red Flags here.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's where I got it from these guys.
Okay.
I saw them play it, and I was like, it's cool. I think we can do the same thing, but better. And we did. So his name is Amra Fitz Ricketts, a popular YouTube star.
Ricketts.
Ricketts, yes.
As in the disease Ricketts.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, keep going.
Bear with me because it gets a little.
I was just gonna say that web.
It gets a little on the
rickety
risque
side.
Wow.
So
listen to this. And these are all allegations. Okay. All allegations, all everybody. Allegations. Nothing is set in stone. This
proven
is all engagements.
Proven until
innocent until proven guilty. Yes, correct. That's because we're in America. So,
no Ricketts.
Amra Fitz Ricketts, a popular YouTube star and a member of the massive network Smosh Games. This is from Kotaku. I even say them, so we know that it's not us just, you know.
You're not just spouting fancies.
Exactly. Has left the organization after being accused by multiple women of sexual assault. He went to Twitter.
Oh, good Lord.
And he says, I wanted to let you all know that effective immediately, I am leaving Smosh Games. Last week, I was accused of some of the worst things imaginable by a group of old friends and former roommate. While I deny all allegations against me, this community, my family, at Smosh Games, and the team behind it means so much to me, I cannot risk this having a negative impact on them. And he also went on to say he's working with a lawyer to disprove all false claims. Now, here's the thing.
How many ladies, bro?
Let's go into the actual nitty-gritty of...
Let's get us some napkins.
Yes, because...
Also, that's riggity-riggity-riggity-rack.
Yes, it is.
Chat said.
Now, allegations are definitely being thrown around in Hollywood, on the web. Like, a lot of people
being... Not this one. This web.
I mean, we're waiting on webs to come out of the...
No, that's buried deep.
So, Ricketts's resignation comes...
the job, but killed her.
His resignation comes several days after a series of accusations against him starting on December 31st. Way to start the new year, right?
Apparently.
When performer... And I'm probably going to mess up these names, so just
bear
with me.
You got this. I got confidence in you.
Performer Raquel Strange.
Nailed it.
Who prefers to go by non-binary pronouns, wrote on Facebook that Ricketts had sexually assaulted them in a lengthy story about living with Ricketts in what they called a cult environment.
What?
Strange accused the YouTube personality of inviting Strange to his apartment for what Strange thought was a hangout, but was actually a group sex encounter.
Say, man, you want to orgy it up?
He just wanted some strange.
He says that's terrible. That's terrible. Said I felt. I started feeling.
Did we switch roles, Webb?
Exactly.
Apparently, you put on the glasses. What happened?
It gives you power. The glasses gives you power.
I'm sorry. It was there. I had to say it.
So that is really strange.
So he says, or she, I can't tell what orientation this person, I'm not going to assume the gender on this person, so Strange.
Strange.
Says, I started feeling really uneasy when he came up to me and fondled me. Well, we're going to stop right there because it goes in a little deeper. If somebody, Stephen, I invite you to my house, start fondling you.
I would punch you. You wouldn't even touch. As soon as I felt
can we just say this would be a point for stranger danger?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. 100%. If somebody be touching any part of your junk and you uncomfortable, first thing we learned was you say no.
So I started feeling really uneasy. Now, mind you, the allegations that we're talking about in L.A. and stuff like that, those are kind of power plays as well.
Yeah.
Do you want this part in this movie?
How do you spell Rickey? Let me spell Rickey.
Spell it to risque.
How do you spell Ricketts?
Rickey.
Oh. Rickey Strange.
Oh, R-A-Q-U-E-Y.
Never would have gotten that.
Wow, I would have spelled risque strange and it would have gotten really freaky.
Risque strange.
Yeah, the stuff in the stuff in LA and stuff like that, that's kind of power plays, right? It's you want this part, I'm gonna fill you up. This guy right here, I'm wondering if it's the same thing. I know he's with a big network, Smosh and everything like that. And I was wondering if it's kind of the same thing. Like, I got this power, don't do this. So anyway, we continue. I'm just saying,
I don't care who you are. We've been friends for a long time.
Exactly.
If y'all pulled me into a room.
Said you want to be on VGB tonight?
I would punch you in the face. That orgy would turn into a UFC fight.
Pull out your twig and berries.
Because.
Oh. Right now.
Oh. We would be fighting.
That's where we're going.
That's what would happen.
So that's the demands feeling, of the show.
Here he goes. Started feeling really uneasy when he came up to me and followed me. Strange wrote. I was upset and confronted him about consent. His reaction was, oh, F that. Don't pull that on me. That's not how this works. Not with me.
Excuse me?
I read that part, I'm like, okay. So these are the accusations thrown at you. Remember, allegedly, everybody. Allegedly.
But when your word starts saying, well, F that. Don't pull that on. I'm sorry, sugar. You ain't up the tree enough for that.
Strange goes on.
Oh, no. It's about to go down.
As the sex began, what? I didn't know what to do.
No, okay.
So wait, so now you're
hold on, hold on, hold on. Point of
sex.
Hold on, everybody.
Oh, jinkies.
Hold on,
Wow. Bad time.
That's not even, no.
At first, I just lay there while four people were having sex around me until I started being touched and feeling as though I had to participate.
No.
I was completely coerced into an orgy.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
Time out.
Yes.
Is this room sealed off? No windows and a padlock?
I don't know.
Iron door in front of you.
I don't.
Then you can't get out.
I'm sorry. Do they have your mother at gunpoint saying you're going to have sex with this person?
I do not know. Allegedly.
As soon as Aaron or Webb, when they drops their pants, I'm throwing this chair through the window.
Allegedly.
And I'm getting out. I don't even care there's a door there because I can go through two doors.
I can 100% confidently assure you I will not do that. I can't assure you about Aaron.
I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
I like that they're going after you and not me. I'm in a safe space.
Because we don't know if she would fondle you.
The way you're throwing them wilds, I'm a little concerned for my own safety.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
It goes on. I'm not done.
Oh, what the hell?
I told you people he was accused by multiple
of the same thing?
People.
Of the same thing.
Of different things, but you know,
That it's me, I'm allowed to kind of shenanigans.
Several other Facebook users responded in the comments to Strange's post with what they say are their own stories about Ricketts. Apparently this dude was just slanging deals everywhere. You know, that's what
he's
he was
not even
allegedly.
He's not that
Blood Ocean says, who else was involved? How did he even get that far? Well,
exactly.
Pay attention. So it says, it's no secret that I used to consider Amra, the man in question, my best friend from 2013 to 2015, wrote a commenter named Alyssa Page Woodward. This event describes the events described, I've even been witness to, or a thing Rickey, the strange guy, and others have shared with me in the past. So Alyssa says,
this is true.
I second that motion. I've seen this happen. I've been a witness to it. You know, boom.
Not his event, but
similar. Something else. Okay. Yes.
So an orgy, period.
Exactly.
And people being coerced into sexual encounters with him.
Correct.
In an orgy.
Correct.
Kind of starting to understand the whole Smosh name now.
Oh, that was
wow. Yeah, that's definitely
too much. 100% tasteless.
Wow,
it's so tasteless.
Too much.
Jinkies.
Jinkies. Jinkies.
Come on.
Somebody else wrote, "Thank you for coming forward." Mrs. April Stop April it. Elf.
I'm laughing more at Steven than what was said.
You do.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for coming forward, wrote YouTuber April Elf Fletcher.
Fletcher!
I have been waiting for my chance to publicly support someone coming out against him, as I have had proof of him raping women since 2016.
Stop now! Stop!
Wow.
What the hell are you waiting? It's not double dutch.
What is
going on? Don't wait for your turn to jump in. You have proof.
Yeah.
Throw it out there.
That's what she says. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I want Steven to be a lawyer so bad. What double dutch? What have you been waiting for?
Allegedly.
She says she has. Okay, allegedly she has proof.
Yeah.
And she's just been holding it.
I'm
it's not Yu-Gi-Oh. That ain't. Don't pull out that trap card.
If this is magic, this is the worst hand for a pull for an instant I've ever seen in my life.
I'm also not finished.
Oh, that's what, apparently that's what he said.
Go on.
God, Amy, it's not better
go,
than you.
Go on.
I couldn't help it at this point. This is just bad. I can't help but laugh at how
I would like to reiterate,
ridiculous these people have been sitting here.
I would like to reiterate.
Letting this man do this. And get away with it because of celebrity. I don't care. Like, if you have proof of somebody hurting other people, your responsibility to the community is to stand up.
Very true. Very
true. I like to reiterate that in no way, shape, or form does VGB think that sexual assault is funny.
I don't, yeah, no.
No. We're not laughing at that. I just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
What the hell are we going to do?
It's disbelief and disgust, and we're dealing with that.
I want to swear so bad.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Dave Chappelle also did a joke about R. Kelly peeing on girls.
Yes.
Terrible thing, right? And he was like, well, you gotta kind of ask, well, then how old is 15? You know? Me at 15, somebody's pissing on me, I move out the way.
Exactly.
Right? How old is 15, really? Is what he was going with.
I agree with Agent Coulson in chat, by the way. Like, how
says,
long?
What does Agent Coulson say? Why are these people waiting so long to come out with this info?
Exactly.
Okay, but you're shocking you gotta, to you me. Also got to see on their side. These are scary situations with these men and women.
And how much therapy is going to be taken? How much additional money?
I wouldn't say it's easy for them to just come out and
it's not.
Accuse somebody that has a certain amount of power, nonetheless. Now, we can say that all day, you know? Because we, you know... I'm not saying like it's a man and woman thing, but it's like we instantly go to the physicals. Like, this dude is like, he, if I go to that guy's house and he's in a robe and he's like, this is what we do, baby, and like, and then I walk in and right. Yeah, and he's, you know, doing the orgy
but
thing.
Turning around is always an option.
Yes
But saying, you know what? No is always an option.
This, yeah, I left that
unless you know your mother is being held at gunpoint, and then the choice is really yours at the junction. But
Martha,
everything else,
Martha.
Yeah, thank you for picking up on that one.
I mean, just,
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that in some cases, some people, it could be that they're in a position to where they're so shocked about what's going on that logic, like, I could just say no and walk away, goes out the window. They're just like, what
in disbelief?
Is
you think
disbelief.
The disbelief comes?
It's more of like they're in shock and they don't understand necessarily, like, they do have a choice. Maybe they are fearing for them. Maybe, for example, the people that know about this stuff and they aren't coming forward, maybe they're afraid that if they do come forward, no one's going to believe them. There's no one to back them up.
Okay.
So then they're going to get the brunt of it.
So I understand that, like, waiting until you have proof to go forward with, you know,
right.
the pressing of charges.
Right.
Or whatever. But this person, as you read, and to my understanding... They said
they
that
had
they had proof.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They were just waiting for somebody else to say, hey, that guy
too.
Touched my bum
yeah.
or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. But my point being is that people overlook proof all the time. And so as somebody who she could have been scared to come forward with this because she could have had all the proof that she wants. If they don't believe her or they think it's fabricated or whatever, then she's on the line for who knows what, her job. For maybe her life.
Good old Ninja. I mean,
yeah,
so
he's
Agent,
playing devil's advocate.
Yeah,
which
Agent,
I want to bring
Agent,
up, yeah.
Agent Coulson was asking, you know, how long are why these people taking so long to come out with the info? And good old Ninja in the chat room says to get money. Agent Coulson also goes back and says, I know to get money, but how long is that money going to last?
And
I don't think it's always.
It's not always
I don't think
money.
Yeah, I don't think
that,
it's always about money.
I think we're more cynical you know, in society. Yes. And so we kind of assume, oh, you're just trying to get money.
Exactly.
And that comes from the fact that there are people that actually do try to just get money. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's always that case.
So Fletcher added on Twitter that the three other women had told her about being assaulted by Ricketts in 2016 when Fletcher accused YouTuber Toby Turner of assaulting her during her past relationships. Turner denied those allegations, of course. Another YouTuber and streamer, Jessa Day, also spoke out about Ricketts' writing on Facebook in her response to Strange's post. I think a lot of you know that Amra used to be one of my best friends, and I don't really want to talk about my experience just yet, but yeah, it's all true. Wow. So Ricketts did not respond to her, a request to comment. Of course, he's not going to. I mean, lawyers are going to tell him, no, that's not, you don't do that at all. But I'm just like, this is, it's crazy that all these allegations were thrown on this guy. And it's just like, here's the thing. What do you do? You're okay. Say, Webb, you are in the same situation, and but Webb, you are 100% innocent.
He's Webb is Webb.
Do you leave VGB?
Do you protect the name?
Or do you decide, I'm innocent. I know what I did. I did nothing. So let me, you know, I'm riding. That was my question too.
So me personally.
You personally, yes.
I would come to you guys and say, okay, guys, this is a situation. I know I'm 100% innocent, but I want to know how you guys feel about this. Do you guys want, you know, you want to write it out with me and we prove this wrong? Or would you be more comfortable if I stepped aside? Honestly, I would be okay either way because I understand where he... So from that point of view, I can understand wanting to step away. And if you're a part of something like that you've helped build, you don't want to be the reason that it crashes and burns.
Here's why I say I still stick with you.
Yeah.
And I go out on the show and everything and say this. I'm like, I know these allegations are 100% false. And like we know for sure, right? Yeah. We have unequivocal proof that, you know, you were in Texas when she said this was happening,
right?
Or something like that. You know, I go out there and I go on the show, start and everything like that. And I'm like, these allegations are false. That's all I'll say about that. If by chance they're true, I will burn him to the ground.
I actually kind of approve of that.
I will burn him to the ground.
But that's
and you can guarantee there won't even be ashes left. So, the thirst is real, everybody.
I'm
Jesus.
I'm not guilty of anything, and I'm nervous.
That's how I...
What are you nervous for, huh?
That's how I play it. And then we go about the show as business. Like, I don't bring it up ever again.
That's the thing.
So,
yeah.
But if you felt like I need to step down... Because, like, I've had allegations before against me, yes.
What?
Sir Aaron Carter has definitely had an allegation against me that I 100% know is not true.
If it's true,
that's fine. I'll bring the matches myself.
I didn't know about this.
So this was Steven did. This was a while back. And then when I heard about it the first time, when a friend of mine told me, it was like, oh, well, she pointed you out in the picture. I laughed at first. This was years ago. Laughed at first. And then I was thinking, I was like, wait a minute. No, Aaron, this isn't funny.
Because it's funny, but
if
it's
she
not
can
funny.
Point you out to a friend, she can point you out to a police officer. And I was like, no, we need to straighten this up now. Because I went in the same room with this person. Never even spoke to this person. Barely even remember this person's name. But what she said that I did in front of her
was
definitely
totally
didn't do it. And there were there were plenty of witnesses to where I was that exact night. In question.
Did I know about that? Wait.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And then
this is way before.
Oh, this is before. Okay.
Yeah, this is way, way before the show or anything like that. Yeah,
This had to be like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably around there. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's definitely some BS. Don't try to say that I did something like that. You know, hey, I like to... I'm the good guy, first of all.
I'd also like to point out what Ninja's saying in
go ahead.
Saying in chat.
Yes.
So he pointed out, I'm assuming you're a dude, Ninja.
They
pointed out, I'm sorry, that the guy's guilty right away.
And that's the problem.
And well, the thing is, if it had been one person that came forward.
Yes. That's the allegations other big
wouldn't
thing.
Have been swept under the rug. They would have been, okay, if this is a person of power accusing another person of power, then they're like, oh, it's almost weighing celebrity against celebrity. But when it starts mounting and it keeps rolling forward, then yeah. We're more apt to go, well, there's more people saying it.
And it's one thing too, if it was just random comments from people, yeah. but these were people that they were like, you all know that me and this person were friends.
Well, that we were tight, and yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
But, and
now they're just like, well, the floodgates.
That's what makes it suspicious. That's what it's more inclined to believe it's, that.
We're more apt to be, yeah.
Yeah, you believe it a little more. Special cases says people hold on to this for years because there was a time when nothing would ever happen or victim blaming or being ashamed and embarrassed. But it's a new day and new time. Now, that is 100% true. And I feel like if you have anything like that, you definitely should come forward and let people know that Steven is touching you. So,
in my heart.
I don't know what's out there anymore. Everything is all around. I don't know what's going on.
Just say, you did work for TSA. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
So, just saying. Maybe I went through your luggage.
Yeah.
I found your dildos. I'm just saying.
Well, and you know, this is, let's
put them back. Sent that bag on its way.
For special cases, I can totally, like, and I'll be honest, I was sexually assaulted when I was a kid. And it took me, I'm to do, be determined age later.
Oh, wow.
It took me, now,
I just got that.
I'm over 30, man. Okay. But it took me literally like 20 years before I was able to, mind you, this happened when I was 5. Took me 20 years to be able to tell somebody, to tell my family. And it was because it was part victim blaming and because you're like, you don't know what's, like, I was a kid. I didn't know what was happening. And it's part of coming forward and owning that part of myself and that story and being able to say it and not be like, but it took me a hell of a long time to get around to it. And also the guy's already in jail anyway because he did it to somebody else's kid and he got his ass beat and then thrown in jail.
What do you tell the young lady or young man that has been assaulted? And if they're in there, like, they're older, you know what I'm saying? And because I know it's probably difficult for a young child, but like, these are older people. These are like, you know, in their 20s and stuff like that. You know, what do you tell them to help them get to that spot where they feel
safe,
comfortable enough to tell their stories to people?
Well, first thing is, especially for me in particular, I can't broad stroke apply this to a whole bunch of women, but finding a safe space to talk about it is the best thing. Finding somebody who is just like, it's not your fault. It was not your fault. And it will never be your fault. Like, owning that portion is the biggest part of, like, gaining back control. Because you feel completely out of control. If you're talking about shock, where you don't know what's happening and you can't understand it, regardless of age, you feel at some point, well, I should have done something. It's not you. This did happen to you. And even if you were in that situation, you couldn't respond. You're responding now. And it's okay. Like, you have to build a safe space. And then it's just somebody listening to you and believing you. That's the biggest thing. When people don't believe you, like, all you need is one person to believe in you and the world is your oyster. It doesn't matter whether you've had something traumatic happen to you or have somebody believe in your dream or, you know, believe in your purple juice because it works.
That purple juice.
Type in VGB on the website to get 10% off.
Hold on, time out.
Yeah, go receive.
So when you were telling your story, I looked up at the chat. And I smiled at some. I didn't. I want to make sure.
Oh,
that
I wasn't even.
You don't think I was smiling at your story because it's not funny? I looked up and it said, even if special cases said, even if it's consensual, don't let Steven touch you.
That is true.
So I saw that and I started smiling and then I realized, like, you're talking about something serious. And I was like, oh shit.
That's 100% true. Even if it's consensual,
I just wanted to make sure.
Not let Steven touch you.
Especially with the purple glove.
I was not laughing at your story. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Again, so I came to a place where I'm like, totally secure, but it also like messes with you psychologically. So I'm secure in my sexuality, I'm secure in who I am, but it took me years to get to that point. And also to stop shaming and blaming myself. It doesn't help that I'm part Jewish. I'm like guilt up the yin yang. But that's part of like coming to grips with, it's not even just coming to grips with that. It's somebody else, like me too, hashtag me too. It took people, you could say something had happened to you without explaining it. And it was the same thing, like I will make a really dumb reference and say, in Hunger Games where they all do the three fingers, you know, that they're standing with you and they're saying goodbye. It's that type of level of, like, almost a really shitty community, but the community's there and it's got your back.
Right. Are you trying to say Hunger Games is a bad movie?
No, oh. I was just saying, I was just going to throw that out there because I couldn't think of anything else at the moment.
I was going to say, so, it was a pretty bad
So,
movie.
Side note on that tangent and overly personal about me, you guys. What else do we have in the news, Aaron? Because I am diverting.
I mean, yeah, we're off that.
Do we have kittens?
No, we don't.
Puppies. Do we have puppies?
We have Riot Games unbanned.
There we go.
Unbans Tyler One, a player.
What did he do?
A player it once called a genuine jerk.
This is Riot Games.
Riot Games called somebody a genuine jerk. And now they're finally unbanning him.
Alexa. Riot.
I was gonna have her make the lights not red.
Oh, she's Alexa, turn the lights purple in the studio.
Does it say fuchsia?
There
Yay.
We go.
So
back.
We're back to we're out from red alert.
We're out of the red alert now.
So Riot Games is behind League of Legends, correct?
Yes.
So the developer of League of Legends called somebody a genuine deck hire.
That guy is a genuine jerk.
Yes. Tyler,
bad.
A talented player who specializes in playing the spinning axe wielding Draven, was banned from League of Legends indefinitely in 2016. Which, now that you think about it, he wasn't banned indefinitely if he just got unbanned. Actions were taken due to well documented history of verbal abuse, intentional feeding, which is dying, of course, on purpose, as well as account sharing and purchasing. Evasion of sportsmanship system and player harassment.
Oh, God,
so in 2016, a statement from Riot Games systems designer Socrates said,
"Just a league player."
What are you talking about?
All of that. I thought that's just a typical league player.
Well, that's basically it. designer Socrates said, "Any account used by him will be banned immediately upon identification." So that means even if he tried to play something else. And they identify that this was him playing, you're done. They announced, or they called it a, where was it at? Because I'm trying to skip forward to where the thing is. They called it a something ban. It wasn't just a regular ban. It was a
genuine ban.
No, a person. Like a, because you know you have account bans.
Oh.
This was like a, we're banning you.
As a person.
Yeah.
You as a person. Gaming.
Yeah. It says he received an email that showed his stream saying, oh no, so this may kind of be the reason why he got unbanned. It's not saying something. Let me just.
Was it good behavior?
No. Let me just read the whole thing real quick. Over time, his narrative became one of the reformations. Can a toxic player truly turn himself around? In the meantime, he kept streaming, playing games like PUBG. And so forth. In October, a Riot employee slid into his Discord channel and called him a homunculus. Angry about how much BS Tyler has caused for them, the employee wrote, "He'll die from a coke overdose or testicular cancer from all the steroids. Then we'll all be Gucci." The employee was later fired after Riot issued an apology. Meanwhile,
apparently they're all Gucci now.
Meanwhile, Tyler received an email that showed him that showed to his stream saying that he will be unbanned for his account that he has played on in the last month because it's clean. So,
dang, and they have to cover their
they got you now.
Oh my
gosh.
So if you ever get banned by Riot, everybody, for League of Legends, for, you know, doing regular League of Legends stuff, which, you know, it feels like that's what he was doing, which is being very toxic. All you got to do is just bait them until they start pissing, you know, getting pissed off, and they'll unban you.
Oh, my God.
So there you go, everybody.
And fire their own employees.
And fire them. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
And now we're all Gucci.
Yeah,
wow.
And now we're all Gucci, everybody. See how full circle it comes back around? We're Gucci now. We're all Gucci. Thank you for listening to the ups and downs of
this episode.
Sounds like everybody got screwed over this entire episode.
This is the Debbie Downer like episode.
No. Sometimes you have to have these real talks because...
Real talk.
Yeah. It goes...
For the first stream for the weekend bang of the new year, we got to get all up in there.
What, we're doing something that the nation needs to do.
and have Steven have touch them?
Actual discussions about actual problems
with consent
in the nation. So if we don't talk about it and they don't talk about it, then the stuff continues.
It has to start somewhere.
So that has to start somewhere. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Amy, for coming out and being on the show and being so amazing. And
I need
like
more
that.
Cake.
You need more cake? We all need cake.
I need cake.
You still got some in your car, right?
I do have cake in the car.
Who can eat
post-show cake, of course. Post-show cake.
We're going to eat our feelings.
And I might have a game for you guys after post-show. That's why you should be here live.
Oh,
so
you guys.
So for Amy, the real David Webb, Stephen Gutierrez, internationally known, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying start discussions so we can fix things.